Welcome to the Venus Index Podcast. I'm John Barbin. With me is Nicola Bird, and today we're going to be talking about learning to love your body, or learning to like your body, whichever word you'd rather. And this sounds, I don't know, it sounds kind of simple, right? Like, why wouldn't you like your body? But I guess it's a big trick for a lot of people to get to the point where they actually like what they see. And it doesn't need to, like, look great or look like your mind's eye perfect image to like it. You have to learn to like your body no matter what, and kind of move forward from that state. And that almost doesn't sound right. And I know we've talked about this before. There's a weird back and forth that you go through when you're looking at yourself just as a collection of parts, and that you're not, like, you're different than your body. So it's like, in your mind, it's as if you've gone into the homunculus, like the little you inside your brain, and your body's just this other thing you're looking at. So it's a bunch of parts, and you analyze them. And then somewhere in there, you're flipping between this disjointed, well, that's a body, that's a leg, that's a, you know, an arm. And then you're like, okay, yeah, they're mine, but that's, they're over there, and I'm somewhere in here, I'm different. And then just as that's happening, you also kind of flip back and forth and realize, yeah, but that's all me anyways, and that's me. And then, so there's this sort of back and forth of, it's not me, it's me, it's not me, it's me. It's like, I know that, because I mean, I do it too. Like, you know, if I'm kind of doing a photo shoot or something, and I'm like, yeah, you know, this could use some work. And then you're like, yeah, but that's me. But you refer to it and think of it as that. So it's you, but then it isn't you. So there's a little bit of schizophrenia going on too with this. So where are we with the experiences you've had working with people, and how do we get to the point where we actually like what we're seeing, or how do we learn to?
Oh yeah, no, excellent thing to look at, because it's something that everyone struggles with, and has to learn to work to achieve. It's a rare, I think, probably a person that would just wake up, just, I just love my body the way it is, And there are several reasons for that, and I'm going to highlight two today. One of them is the social pressure, and women in particular have a lot of pressure on them to look perfect, to be perfect, to attract a partner, or to be attractive in society. And then the body is associated with their sense of worth and attractiveness and desirability. And because we're in such a visual society, with all the images being presented, and one ideal type is perfection or attractive, then there is that drive to be that, to look like that, to be seen as attractive, beautiful, and therefore, hence, worthy. And so insecurities can start very early in terms of body. If you're exposed to external criticism, if a person has been, which is not uncommon at all, gotten bullied, for instance, been put down about their body, then those social reactions and responses or get internalized, and then you really struggle with how you look and how you feel about yourself. So how
hard is it to get to the point where you're trying to move forward, but you're not moving forward from a place of, I hate myself now, I'll like myself later, or I hate the way this looks now, I'll like the way it looks. How do you?
Right.
It's such a trick, and I know we've covered this before, and it's worth repeating. How do you get to the point where you accept yourself now and move, but still?
Right.
Also accept that, but it's okay to want to move forward too. You know what I mean?
We're really focusing today on just the whole body image, like body, which, okay. I mean, because we're targeting, like, you can have, not like parcel, but we're really want to, like, loving the body, embracing the body, learning to not dislike your body, basically. And so I mentioned the social part, and I'm going to talk about the internal part a little bit, and these are the two aspects that I'm going to highlight for today. Mm-hmm. And there is your own insecurities, your own fears, your own vulnerabilities, your own inadequacies. Then your body becomes a projection point for all of these inadequacies. So because it's the thing that you see visually. So then you, when you pass mirror, you look at yourself, you start nitpicking at yourself through your body. So those are the two things that you'll struggle with in terms of body image, feelings about your body. And what you're, and the questions you're asking is, how do we come to actually like our body? Mm-hmm. And if you want, if you have weight to lose, for instance, do you start off liking your body? It's a huge question. I can't like my body when I don't, when I want to lose 25 pounds or I'm not the weight I want to be, that kind of thing. And I think that the beginning point for change is trying to re-understand how your body is. And this is not easy. It takes work, but I really encourage it. Just start to really understand your body in terms of a different model. Your body is not just a visual attractive thing. It's a practical powerhouse. You need your legs to walk. You need your hands to pick up things, to do things, to be in the world, to cook, to clean, to, I mean, not saying everybody loves to clean, but you know what I mean? To be, you have to clean, to drive, to write, to work. You know, your body is, you need your torso to bend. Like there is your whole body is a motion in the world. It's a very practical tool.
It's
a practical tool. It's what we use, is who we are.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, we're talking in terms of like, it's something separate of you, but it is you.
It is you.
Yeah.
And so if you start to really, instead of, the first thing that I would say if you're really struggling with body loathing is start to, and like, again, I'm not saying you're going to snap and do this, but it's like training yourself to see your body in terms of its functional aspects. So when you're looking at your legs and going, I hate my legs, I hate my hips, they're too fat, that kind of thing, or they're too jiggly, and so you start nitpicking, and I wish they were like this, or you're comparing yourself to, she has beautiful legs, I don't, or I wish my legs was like this, and if I only have this and that and that and that. You really want to, if you move to, well, I'm going to appreciate, so you'll always hear me say this, you can move to something that you can appreciate that really does break self-loathing and self, negative body image. Like, I can use my legs for motion. I appreciate the fact that I have legs to walk. I appreciate that I have legs that I have the legs that I can actually build up and make stronger. Like I can work my muscles and get them to a different point. Like I have the ability in me to actualize my legs and like them and appreciate what they are. So it really changes the kind of nitpicking at yourself, because I mean, I'm a woman, I know, and I don't know any woman that hasn't struggled with that nitpicking at the self in the mirror. You get on, you know?
And does it ever 100% go away, or is it more like you turn the volume down on that voice to the point where it doesn't really bug you?
Well, it doesn't bug me anymore. Like, I've learned to say, here I am.
Right. Okay, but in general,
you can really say, I'm doing all I can for my body, and here I am.
Okay.
And you know what I'm trying to say? But what I'm saying is, here I am now. I know I'm doing the best. I think that one thing that can help is I've been putting in the effort. And if you're focusing on your appreciation of your effort, that's what I do. That's what I encourage people to do. Rather than looking for perfection, you're valuing your effort. Mm-hmm. So if you're putting in your time to work out, and you know that you're putting in your time, you appreciate that versus, oh my God, I still have this to go. I still want to get to this point. It becomes a never-ending battle to get to these points. So it's like that whole idea of being in the moment and saying, here I am now, I'm putting in my effort, and I'm doing what I can for my body, and I appreciate that effort. And my body will just do what it can to meet that. It's going to be where it is to meet that. So even if you have 25 pounds to lose, let's say hypothetically, an example, and you're looking at your legs, or you're looking at your gut, or your butt or your arms or whatever you're attacking. Mm. And you're like, oh, I wish it was, and oh, I want it to be this way. Like, you know, you have to, you still, this is where you are right now. So instead of attacking your body, you're going to start focusing on, but hey, I did a half hour walk today. I did my Venus workout. I, you know, walked up the stairs. Like, I'm putting in my efforts. I would never have walked upstairs yesterday. I walked it up. I wouldn't have done Venus before, but I did it. And, you know, I'm doing more Venus. You know what I mean? I'm putting a little more time for this. Like, I'm more active than I ever
was. So really the major step is shifting what you're focusing on.
Exactly. And to your efforts.
Yeah.
Like, because that's what I said. Here I am now. Like, what more can I do? I'm doing this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm putting in, I'm doing my exercise, I'm doing my Venus routine, and then I'm trying to be mindful of being active in the world as much as I can as well. You know, so this whole idea is that I am doing, I'm here at Venus, I'm putting in my efforts, I'm eating the best, and like, what more can you keep doing? And so of course, we've talked about perfectionism before, so that you reduce the perfectionism, and you do have to accept, like, if your legs are shorter than you want them to be and you wish you had long legs, but you can grow, and you're not going to hopefully ever think about having the operation where you cut off your legs and extend them.
Yeah. So which some people do. Yeah.
Yes, they do. And that's how crazy it can be get. But My point is, like, you can't go from short legs to long legs. You can lean them out, for instance, through exercise, through your Venus program, but they're not going to suddenly become something they're not, right? You still have the context of your body. Like, you can't have longer legs if they're shorter, but you can lean them out and have a visual leaning out that you can achieve. But you have to be able to actually see that and appreciate that. So the focus really comes the effort and appreciating the functionality of your body and working within the context of your body. So for instance, you can't go from, you know, small breast to large breast unless you have augmentation. You don't have to say, this is what I am. So you can't be hating on, I wish I had more cleavage. Doesn't make any sense. You're never going to be that unless you go and which we, that's not what we're suggesting at all. And that's the whole point, so that you can say, here I am. I'm putting in my efforts. I'm doing my part. Mm-hmm. Really appreciate your efforts, because the more you really appreciate the efforts, the more you're motivated to keep going.
And that's the one thing you can control, and the one thing you can draw some motivation from and confidence from.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, because I know for me, and I know for people, when they're putting in efforts and they focus on appreciating the efforts, they do want to keep going. You want to keep like, yeah, I did it, good for me. Like, it's like, wow, you know, I pushed past this resistance and I achieved this. And the more I'm liking my body is the more I exercise and eat well, I gotta say. Mm-hmm. If I ever get into this, it's more like, oh, what the hell, you know? The more I'm like, I'm looking good, I'm liking me. It really makes me want to keep liking me and keep taking care of me. And then I see. So if you're having a low point, you're gonna see. If you're beating yourself up, if you're having an insecurity and you're nitpicking on your body, you know, your belly is going to look bigger to you than if you're like, if you're feeling better about yourself. If you're like, not so big, you know what I mean? Oh, it's looking good today. Oh, I'm really, it's gone from this to that. Like, you're going to see so much more in terms of self-appreciation and self-approval. Mm-hmm. And I think that if you see your achievement, if you're liking yourself, you can see the achievement. You know what? This is tighter than it was. I have this more definition here. Wow. I can keep going, you know, or I'm good where I am.
And then from that standpoint, you're focusing on effort changes your outlook on what you're even looking at when you're looking at your body.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's changing the lens, really.
It's changing the lens and catch yourself. Like, when you see yourself comparing yourself to others, you got to go, well, look, but I have this, and this is good enough, and I appreciate this.
But you want to see yourself with rose-colored glasses.
Yes, you do.
And the problem is, let's not talk in the negative here. Right. The thing is, you can change the lens.
You can change the lens.
And if you currently, because you and I have both experienced this with people we've worked with, I get emails like this all the time. Probably somebody listening right now, you've emailed me and I've emailed you back, and you know that I'm kind of talking about you. Mm-hmm. Where I get somebody who's been on Venus for a while, they've done a transformation, or maybe not even a transformation, they've just want their my feedback on them, and they send me some pictures, or maybe even a DEXA scan. Every now and then someone will do a DEXA, which is just a body composition scan, and they ask for my feedback, and I see great, a beautiful woman. I see a great pictures, great figure, and they don't see it, and it's their body, and like I see them with rose colored glasses, but they don't see it on themselves.
Yep.
And so they really enjoy, or at least it helps them to have, I guess, me as a coach, a non-critical view. And I think it matters to them what I think,
right?
Because happen to be, I guess, the coach sort of.
Right.
And then I look at them, I'm like, you look great. Just keep going. And they're like, oh, good. Because they didn't see it, or they didn't feel it. So this is all about changing what you're seeing, because you and I have worked with people who I think literally have nowhere to go with their body. It looks great. They're done. As far as I'm concerned, they're done. All they have to do is just keep it where it is. And they're just staring at it going, well, how do I fix this? There's more to fix. And I'm like, there's nothing to change.
Yeah.
And you got to learn to appreciate what's already there.
And that's why I say that the starting point needs to be there. Like, even if
yes, exactly.
Let's say you're 30 pounds overweight right now and you're coming to Venus, right? Yeah. So you're talking about the end model. Let's say I'm 30 pounds overweight. Let's say hypothetically, I'm coming to Venus. I'm coming to Venus because I hate how I look. I hate my body. I hate being 30 pounds overweight. I hate it. I'm going to do Venus now. I'm going to go on the program. I'm going to put in my efforts. I'm going to put in my time. And all the time it's like, I hate my legs. I'm getting up to work out. I'm going to change my diet. I'm going to get on this program. And you're doing your thing. From the moment you start, what I'm saying is change the lens from day one.
Exactly.
Because you're not going to get to that lens 30 pounds later.
Right, because you and I, that was the whole, you said it so much better than me, because we've worked with people who 30 pounds later, they still have the wrong lens.
You got it. So you want, from day one, you're going to be like, my effort.
Yeah. Focus on the things you can change. Focus on the things that build confidence, build self-esteem, build momentum.
I'm doing my thing. And guess what now? I appreciate that I'm using my legs. At least I have the legs to work out on.
Yeah, yeah.
I have them. And I can change them. And great to me that I actually have the power to change it, and I'm putting in the effort. And I love the fact that my legs can change.
Yeah.
I love the fact that my belly can change. Like, I love the fact that it's a changing organ versus, like, it's not stuck here. Mm-hmm. This is changeable. I'm proud that it's changeable. Like, that's the power of your body. It can change.
Yeah.
Right? But if you're into, like, oh, I hate my belly, that's why I'm going to go and do my work on my abs or work on my legs, and you're fixating on standing in the mirror and posing at the side and going, oh my God, look how fat this is, and holding on to it and that kind of stuff. Like, that's just doomsday for you. You're not going to get to the point, because when you wake up in the morning and you're a little more bloated than yesterday, and you go, oh my God, it's going to be a horrible feeling every day. Get up and look at yourself. You're going to be nitpicking. You want to start day one. Part of the idea of getting on Venus program is changing your lens, not just going into change your eating and changing your fitness routine. It's going into changing your lens about yourself, changing that whole idea that I am me. I'm good enough. And out of that place, I can really become what I know I truly am. Like, inside of me always is this fit person, and I'm doing it. I'm proud of that. And I'm working on that. And my effort is good enough, and that keeps you motivated. And you've got to find things to like. So let's say you don't like your legs today, the real issue for you, or your belly or whatever. Don't sit in the moment fixating on it. Just do your thing and then try and look at what you do like. Find something in your body that you like. Like, I like my feet. I like my hands. Like, find something that you appreciate and focus on that and say, okay, let me target what I do like, and move away from staring at yourself and nitpicking yourself, and really work at the effort and change that lens. And
it has to come from that place. Like, some people, I think a lot of people function from the other way, where I don't like this now, I'll like myself later. And that's not a good way to, it's not a good way to go at it, because like we've said, you may just find more and more things not to like along the way.
Yeah.
So the lens you see yourself with is the key, and you got to work on changing that right away. And from what I'm hearing from you, it makes sense. You have to appreciate the effort the whole way.
The whole
But
way.
that's what you should focus on, your effort. And ironically, the results will take care of themselves.
Absolutely. Every results will take care of themselves, and you'll see yourself differently. If you're really focusing on your effort,
You will see yourself differently. And the key is you'll see the same body differently.
You'll
All
see the
along the way, you'll see the same body differently. And you'll
all
see it
along
better.
the way.
You'll see it better.
Yeah, because it's true. Like, I mean, if for instance, I'm say I get sick, for instance, and I haven't been able to work out. Like, I feel I haven't gained a pound, but I feel fatter.
Right, exactly.
Right? There's no change.
It's just a perception thing. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I know it's in my head, and I just dismiss it and go, just get, you know, I mean, this is nothing.
Yeah.
But that's just simply the lens. All of a sudden, things look a little fat, but they're not.
And how quickly does that do? Like, after a big meal and a few drinks, it's like, oh, and then you go look at yourself, and again, nothing's changed, but an hour later.
You're in your mind.
You're in your mind because your actions.
Yeah.
You feel like your actions are inconsistent with what you're trying to accomplish, but it's okay to go out and have a dinner and eat a little bit extra, and that's okay too. So,
because I mean, I think like even if you're 30, let's say you're 30 pounds overweight and you're starting out on the Venus program, for instance, and suddenly you're working out and you're doing things, you can really appreciate because you're feeling your legs differently. You know, you're feeling your muscles, you're feeling your workout, you're feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
You're actively working on your diet and stuff and eating better and, you know, creating routines for yourself. Like, that's a whole lot of beautiful energy, constructive energy that you're putting that you really want to be saying, good for me, you know, and great for my body. Because I do think that when you're working out, you're doing something in your body, your body feels different. Like, you feel the muscles and you feel like something's going on there. So focus on that stuff. Focus on that element of it. Like, wow, I'm doing something. And you will see your body. The same legs will look more attractive to you. The same belly will look more attractive. The same butt will look more attractive.
Yeah, and I'd say that's the work that needs to be. Let's wrap this up. But that is the work you really need to do to make this process work. You have to constantly do that work. I know that sounds like, oh, well, geez, does this ever end? But that shouldn't be a surprise to you. Like,
and
that,
it
takes
easier.
Time. It takes time. Oh yeah, it gets easier. It gets easier, and the idea is to get it to. At some point, it won't feel like work, and it'll just be how you are.
It's just how you are,
yeah.
And I will always add, the reward is way greater than the effort, so it's worth the effort. Put it in. It's
exactly,
worth it.
Exactly. So I think that's a good place to leave this one.
Perfect. Thanks,
right.
John.
Thanks, Nicola. So for Nicola Bird, I'm John Barbin, and that's your Venus Index Podcast.